When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Make sure you subscribe to the Five Reasons YouTube channel. That's where you'll find pre- and post-game shows off every single Heat game, off every Dolphin game too, if you still want to sit through that. The Hurricanes, we do everything on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. We also do everything on FiveReasonsSports.com. Make sure you spell that one out and get the latest articles from Brady Hawk and others without a paywall. We tell you about the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you're looking for something that helps with recovery, helps with sleep, you got to get CBD, and you got to get it from therapistpreferred.com. Therapistpreferred.com, they've got the gummies, they got the tincture, they've got the sports cream, they've got all of it. And you can get it for 25% off if you just type in 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN at therapistpreferred.com. You're not going to fail a drug test. You don't have to worry about where this stuff is coming from. It's from right here in the United States. Therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. And now, today's episode.
Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pat we trust. It's power have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Tonight's floor plan, we're going to get a chance to talk to one of the point guards of the Miami Heat, Gabe Vincent. And we appreciate the opportunity here. I've got Sean Rochester here along with me. And Gabe, I just want to start here, and I want to get into some of your backstory for people who may not be as familiar. And then we're going to talk a little bit of basketball here with the Heat. But I just want to have one simple question for guys who go through your journey. You know, 2018, undrafted, you go to camp, Exhibit 10, all that sort of stuff. And now 3 years later, you're in a position with, you know, a full contract with the Heat and a potential rotation role here. Did you ever think during this process of just giving up?
I think it's natural. You have ups and downs, whether it was an injury or being cut from situation or being in the G League. Some days are better than others. I wouldn't necessarily say giving up, but there's some days where I think, you know, naturally you do get down on yourself. You do doubt. So I think a lot of it is just perseverance and fighting through those negative thoughts and trying to just continue to push forward and remembering why you started doing what you were doing in the first place.
What was the lowest point?
That's tough. I mean, my first year in the G League, I battled with a couple injuries. I think before the game, we had a scrimmage and I tore a ligament in my thumb, had to have surgery off the bat. And then, you know, I didn't really play my first game until the showcase. And then it was like, hurt my hamstring, and it was like a constant struggle to find rhythm, find a role, you know, build an identity within the NBA, within this league. You know, it's people are quick to label you. And so to go into that summer of 2019 and then coming to my second year in the G League and find success, you know, that was just an amazing feat of perseverance, I think.
Yeah, Gabe, this is Sean Rochester. Thanks for coming on with us. I had a question kind of about that process. You know, you've had a lot of great vets in Miami, and not just at, you know, at your position as a whole roster, you know, at different positions, but in specific at point guard, you've had Kyle now and you had Goran last year. What did you pick up from those guys? And I think probably both a little bit different, but what did you pick up from those guys at the position?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things I picked up is pace. Mm-hmm. You know, I think each of them play at a different pace, but the way that they'll go fast to slow or slow to fast or set their table per se to perform and put guys in situations or put themselves in a situation that to find success. I think they do it differently, and every guard is differently, but that's one thing I think that has stood out the most to me.
What was your first encounter with Kyle? First thing, did you know him at all before he signed with the Heat?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I didn't. I think I met him after he'd signed in Vegas or something kind of random, just kind of bumped into him. But, you know, we had some encounters in training camp, and I'm sure we'll continue to build our relationship as time goes on throughout the season. But so far, everything's been great, and he's been great so far, and I'm just continuing to try to learn.
You mentioned pace, and Kyle does pace a little bit differently. I think people think of pace as a guy speeding up and down the floor, and you know, but we go back to a time, I'm old, I've covered this team since 1996, okay? And talking, you know, with Riley about this yesterday when he had his press conference, right. There is a similarity of Kyle Lowry to Tim Hardaway when he came to Miami after kind of, this is, I know I'm dating myself here a little bit because I know how young you are. This is about
you, the just time. You just said 96. I mean,
well,
I
I'm saying that's the year you were born, right? Like that, yeah. Right? Aren't you 25?
Yeah, you already dated yourself for sure.
I date myself a whole bunch of different ways. But yeah, so that the year that you were born, Tim Hardaway was acquired by the Heat. And at that point, he wasn't Run TMC Tim anymore with Mitch Richmond and Chris Mullin. He had some knee surgeries. He was more of a half-court type point guard with a knuckleball jumper, but he knew how to run an offense. But also, he did control pace with things like hit-ahead passes, making sure he got the ball to Zoe on the break, that kind of stuff. And it does seem like there's a similarity to the way that Kyle does it in that sense, where it's not maybe him going the distance, but it's him hitting ahead to other guys. Have you picked up on any of that stuff in terms of transition?
Absolutely. I mean, I tell guys all the time that I'm playing with, like, I'd much rather pitch the ball ahead than dribble it down the whole length of the floor. Like, that part has never been my game. I think my pitch aheads are much different than his, whether it's he might see something I don't see in general and find a guy over the top, kind of a rainbow kind of pass, lands right in the breadbasket, it's a layup. Or he might see a play develop earlier than I would. As far as some of my pitch aheads are way more simple, just flatten the defense out. But I think he does it too in ways with pace that even when he does push the ball himself, he just kind of keeps the defense on their heels. Like, his next play speed is so quick that, you know, he keeps them guessing. And it might be him just flattening out the defense and waiting for them to make a mistake, and he takes advantage. So there's many different ways he does it, but he's definitely, as everyone has seen in the preseason, the way he gets the ball up ahead with the pass is impressive.
Going back a little bit to your bio, again, you were a scorer, Santa Barbara, scorer in the G League. Do you consider yourself now to be a pure point? Like, is that because it's like in football where they say if a guy grows up playing quarterback, it's different than maybe if he doesn't in terms of the way he sees things. Have you felt like you've made that transition to being more and more? I know that it's changed in terms of the classification of it in the game because pure point guards are not the same as they used to be. But do you look at yourself that way at this point?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because when I first started playing the game, I was the smallest kid there was. And naturally, when you're the smallest kid, they make you guard. So when I first started playing basketball, I was more of a point guard. And then I would end up playing up, and I couldn't necessarily be the scorer. I would be playing with kids my age. So I ended up being more of a facilitator. So for me, it's kind of interesting to see how my career has went from that point as a child to growing into a more of a scorer, aggressive, attacking threat, to now being more of a facilitator again. It's different for sure. There's more nuances to it. The game has changed since 96 in many different ways. There's been a lot of learning, and every day it's something new to learn, but it's just different challenges, you know, and embracing them. And, you know, I think I've had my moments where I've been asked to score here more, whether it was guys out with COVID or whatever the circumstance may be, or I might've just got hot. But for the most part, we have a very talented group, and right now my role is to facilitate more and to get guys involved and to make sure everyone gets it where they need it. So
I'm going to let Sean jump in. I'm going to get my AARP card.
I like you reminding him that the game has changed.
My daughter doesn't do it enough. She asked me if I met Abraham Lincoln. So I appreciate that. I'll let Sean jump in here now.
I was in middle school when Tim Hardaway came. So I'm like kind of split the difference between you guys. Stop so
it. I was only 22. Okay. It's not like I was 50. All right.
You really dated yourself there.
Yeah, I know I did. No, Sean, go.
So, kind of expanding on what Ethan asked, you spend some time off the ball also. We've talked a lot about you playing point guard, but how does your mentality shift when you're, the Heat have a lot of guys who can initiate offense. We have our center that can initiate offense. So how does your mentality shift when you're not the guy that's facilitating and you're the guy on the other end of maybe those passes?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's I think there's more than one way to facilitate. I think I can facilitate being off the ball too, whether it's a screen or a timely cut that just draws two defenders. But being aggressive off the ball is something I think that also just, like I said, comes more natural to me in some ways than others. Like you said, the last couple of years I've been shooting the ball in the G League or in college. So I can be aggressive. I showed some of that this summer as well, playing off the ball. So, but like I said, we got guys that are talented here and some guys that do that better than I do, plain and simple. So why not put them in a better situation to do so?
One of our guys, Brady Hawk, who's a hell of a lot younger than me, spoke to you recently for a piece about your shot, I believe, and some of the changes that you've made here over the past couple of years and the adjustment to that. Can you go through that for people who don't understand it? Because I know you were known as a shooter when you came up, and then obviously the percentage hasn't been maybe where it was previously, but you've been adjusting to something different. What has that been?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I got here, I think a lot of it was how can we make a shot more repeatable and not to make it more more consistent, more accurate. And I think anytime you change something, there is a process of that change to come all the way through. And for me, a lot of it was just keeping the ball closer to my body, getting the ball out faster.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Which would in turn make my shot quicker, make it more consistent, more repeatable. I think there's been times when it's looked that way and times where it hasn't. And there's been ups and downs, and I've been dealing with that. And, you know, it might have been just me overthinking it at times, but I definitely would say it feels more natural now, and it feels like I'm at a pretty good place.
All right. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire here. And this is going to be real rapid fire. Sometimes we go on forever. We're going to do real rapid fire here with Gabe so I can get my nap, which I do every single afternoon, right back here on Five on the Floor. We'll get back to our episode with Gabe Vincent in a second. Before we do, though, I want to tell you about two great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. They're both based right here in South Florida, and they can help your company if you got one, or if you just want to suck up to the boss. These are two places that you can tell them about. One, trade shows. If you're going to trade shows, if your company's going to trade shows, you got to reach out to everythingtradeshows.com, and you got to mention Five Reasons, because not only will they give you a free consultation, they'll give you a free booth rendering. They'll show you exactly how it's going to look from soup to nuts. They do everything at everythingtradeshows.com, hence the name, at everythingtradeshows.com, again, which is based right here in Fort Lauderdale, but can service all 50 states. They handle the logistics, the booth, the graphics, the furniture, the flooring, even some tips to help get you noticed. So reach out to everythingtradeshows.com. Here's the phone number, 954-791-8882, 954-791-8882. Tell them the Five Reasons sent you. Say hello to Chris and everybody over there. And the other place that you got to reach out to is CPT-Florida.com. That's CPT of South Florida, but you can find them at CPT-Florida.com. This is where you go for your IT. They've been providing small and medium businesses with the technology they need for decades. They specialize in cloud-hosted phone systems and manage IT, and they've got a great promotion there. Also, if you mention Five Reasons, that includes 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones, and the first 2 months of service free. So deal with an owner, not a sales rep. Give TJ a call at CPT. Their phone number, I'll slow down here, 954-966-2766, 954-966-2766, or the website cpt-florida.com. And now, back to the episode with Gabe Vincent. All right, back here with Gabe Vincent and Sean Rochester on Five on the Floor. Just want to throw out some things to you about teammates, opponents, other things like that. So let's just, we'll go with it. Funniest guy on the team is?
Right now might be PJ Tucker.
Really? Over Bam? Bam usually wins this.
Yeah, but I mean, I love Bam, but BJ happened just to say some funny stuff just before I walked in here. So he just, it was fresh on my mind. It was rapid. Bam, still got love for you. PJ got me at the funniest kind of team as of this moment.
As of this moment. I'll let Sean jump in here and come up with one here in a second. But all the guys have one moment like this. I'm Duncan Robinson told me that he kind of knew he got Jimmy's respect when – the first time that they ever did an open run, Jimmy went under a screen and Duncan made a three in his face. And Duncan said to him, don't ever do that again. And he felt like he earned his respect. When did you feel like you earned Jimmy's respect?
I really don't know. I mean, I never like walked into the arena. It was like, I need to earn that guy's respect. I personally feel like it's earned daily. Early on, we play ones before the game. That's kind of one of his things he does. So battling and competing in those ones, you know, you ever played someone one-on-one or gotten a fight one-on-one, you know, you learn a lot about a person doing that. So I think in some ways that helped us build our relationship and just getting to continue to know one another and compete against one another.
All right, growing up, what was a player that you watched or maybe modeled your game after?
That's tough because it was never just one person, I think. I loved Allen Iverson. Obviously, that was just he was a mogul at that point. I loved watching him. This might be bad for me to say in this building right now, but Paul Pierce at the time, I liked his game a lot.
We're gonna edit that out.
I'm gonna save it because I was a big Heat fan. As I think many of the world was, 05, 06, and big D Wade fan. So my game I always felt was like it was always a hybrid. I don't think it ever really matched one person per se. So I tried to pick pieces here and there. When I was younger, I'd watch the Ray Allen when he was back on the Bucks in 95, 96, and watched him as he became more of a strictly a knockdown shooter. And so I think I've watched a lot of film over the years and watched a lot of guys, but I don't know if there's anyone my game has been purely modeled after this one guy, you know. So
Ray was by the facility the other day. Did you get a chance to talk to him?
He was. Yeah. I did get a chance to meet him. It was awesome. Great for him to come by. And and see practice and whatnot.
All right. Here's what I'm going to throw at you. Would you ever wear anything that Tyler Hero wears?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, some of the stuff that Tyler wears for like the magazine shoots and all the rest of this stuff. He's aging himself again, basically.
Yeah, I think I would. I think he's a pretty fashionable guy. Some of the stuff is not necessarily my style, but you know, I think a lot of it is good stuff.
All right, that's a very PC answer, Sean.
I'm gonna give you one X and O one. The 2-2-1 last year, you in the front of it. What do you think? You see that again? You like playing that? I enjoy watching you play it because I know it's havoc for that ball handler. But what do you think about that?
I mean, I think I had a lot of fun doing it, especially with Dre. We had a great continuity doing it. We had different ways. I mean, we did it different than everyone else on our team did it, me and him. So we had a lot of fun with it. We kind of tried to make it our own in different ways. And computer popping up.
Oh, that's all right. No problem.
Yeah. We had a lot of different, we made it our own. So I think we had fun with it. I'm not sure exactly how much we'll go to it this year, if we will go to it. But if we do, I'm more than happy to be a part of it. I enjoyed it. I find happiness in defending and getting stops. So
I asked Max this, and he didn't really have much of an answer for it when he was on with us. But when you got the word that you were going to be, that this wasn't a two-way situation this year, that you had a full contract with the Heat, how did you celebrate?
Wow. I mean, I don't think I really did celebrate like that. I think I just went back and worked it out, you know, or got work on my body. My summer was kind of long this year, between, you know, the season, getting ready for the national team run, and then coming right back. And although I didn't play in summer league, I was still there with the team and a part of everything. So there wasn't necessarily like a, let's go to dinner and go crazy and, you know, get a bottle of wine or whatever. But I think, it was just, you know, like a great, like, awesome. This is wonderful. It's what we've been working for, but there's a lot more work to do. Kind of.
Well, it has to be incredibly gratifying. I mean, I know, obviously, like you said, the journey doesn't stop, and you're going to have to prove yourself every night because that's what guys have to do in the league. But considering, I mean, we sort of take it for granted with the Heat because there have been so many guys compared to other organizations who have gone from undrafted to core contributors. I mean, shoot, UD's never going to leave, okay? And that was 2000, right? Right? And that was 2003, okay? I mean, this is going back. But, I mean, it's a long list. It's Joel Anthony. It's Ike Austin. It's Mike James. It's Anthony Carter. It's Duncan Robinson. It's you and Max now. It's, I mean, there's a long, long list. Why do you think this organization has been so successful? Because it feels to me like it's the Heat, and then maybe it's Toronto. But other organizations don't do this. They don't give the opportunities to guys who maybe get undrafted, and they don't develop them.
Yeah, I think that last bit, you kind of hit it on the head right there at the development piece. I think they put a lot of time, energy, and effort into developing guys. And to take that a step further, I think they put a lot of time, effort, and energy into their scouting department, finding guys that match the Heat identity, match what they're looking for as an organization. You know, I've been asked about the culture or this, the other forms of it. And I think a lot of it naturally just matches what I believe in, what I do, and how I move day to day. So while some people may think the tasks asked of us are crazy and too demanding or too militant in some ways, that's just how I prefer to move naturally anyway. So there's some things I think people may struggle with within what we do, but I think the type of guys that they get and find success, it's just part of who they are.
All right, one last one for me. You have a day off, no game, one place to eat in Miami. Where are you going?
Wow, that's tough. I just recently, not too long ago, went to Fiola, had a great time over there. So that's fresh on my mind. I'd have to go with Fiola right now. That'd be my go-to spot at the moment.
All right, and I got two here to finish. One, favorite conversation you've had with Pat. What have those conversations been like, I guess?
Favorite conversation I had with Pat. So one of the games last year, I had my hair out, not braided, and I was wearing a tie dye. And he was telling me I was giving him some flashbacks to like the 70s. But I had on the hair out, and he was just like,
Have you seen what he looked like in the 70s? Because people think of him in the 80s in Showtime, right? The slick back hair and all that with Magic and Kareem and everything else. But before that, there was a little hippie in there, like actually, like in the 70s.
Tell me you got a picture to throw up on here.
I'll get one for Twitter. I'm going to throw them up. But if you see it, the long hair, him guarding Jerry West in practice, it's a little bit of hippie. I mean, I don't think Pat would want to be called a hippie. I don't think he'd be down with that. But hey, yeah, it was,
the record, you said it, I didn't.
I don't want to get you in trouble because I've seen Pat guys cut guys at practice for less, but that was before all the contracts were guaranteed and you're in pretty good shape right now. You guys are up against the tax anyway, so you're fine. But I'm just saying there was a little bit of hippie in there. But more seriously, we appreciate the time. We'll be looking forward to seeing you progress this season and getting this opportunity. If I was to say to you in 1 year, we do a podcast in 1 year and we say, this is what you accomplished this season. What do you want it to be?
An NBA championship.
That's what they do here. So there you go. The main thing is the main thing, right? As the hippie Pat Riley used to say and still says. Gabe, we appreciate the time. We'll get a photo to you. We'll tag you on this and all this good stuff. But thanks for doing this.
Ethan, Sean, appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Have a good season.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.